Name that leaf, pitting two former Maple Leafs against each other.
Good luck.
So these are all guys that were on one of those two teams.
Okay.
You played with each other for 2 years here in Toronto in the mid-2000s. And
fire it up. Carlo can go first.
Carlo can go first. So, Carlo, if you get it right, you get a point. If you miss, oh, you can steal that, and then you're back on the clock, okay?
Got it.
How long do I have to answer the question? Five, ten
seconds?
Let's
be relatively quick here. Yeah, we're on radio. This former Maple Leaf is currently the radio color commentator for the Nashville Predators.
Hal Gill.
Having correct. The time of his life.
Oh, Doug, this former Maple Leaf was born in Cornwall, Ontario.
Doug Gilmore.
Was he on your team that year?
We have to play with them.
Chad Kilger. Sorry, I didn't know that. Give me the thing.
You the real MVP.
We'll give you Chad Kilger, but I thought Dougie was from Kingston.
Yeah, he is. That was a dumb answer.
Doug Gilmore's. Yeah,
just
okay.
Delete anyway. That from
Chad Kilger.
Damn Kilger. Yeah.
You got it. But, okay, do you understand this? They played with you
okay,
as a Maple Leaf.
Those two seasons.
If you say Tim Horton, I'm going to kick you out of the studio. Turk Broda. All right, here we go. This former Leaf was a member of the 2007 Canadian Spengler Cup team.
Jeez. 2000 Ian White?
Oh. No guy.
Oh, for a steal?
2007?
2007 Canadian Spengler Cup team. I'm relying on the grappler, Mullen, Al's brother.
Can I take one more shot?
No.
Yeah, you can. You can.
But it's... Are you
does
done
it count?
With your answer?
It counts.
Go ahead.
It counts?
Yeah, go ahead.
Boy Devereaux?
No. You should no, lose God. Points. Okay, you got to give
idea.
Me someone.
No.
Name someone that played on the team. You might as well.
Oh, I know this.
Name anyone that you played with. You might as well.
Sebastian Aubin.
No.
Brendan you're Bell. A moron.
Travis Green. Travis
Greeny?
Green.
Played for the Spengler Cup.
Thing.
No, play that.
You're a moron.
All right, who's on the clock here? Is it, it's O, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
This former Maple Leaf has an older brother who also played in the NHL. In addition, their father played international hockey at a pro level.
An older brother? Him?
My brother didn't play in the NHL.
Dude, were you on the team? Like, I know Hockey TV.
Say that again.
This four? Are you? Is that your answer, Carlo?
I have no idea. That's the dumbest question I've ever been asked in my life.
Okay, such an idiot here.
This question former again? Leaf has an older brother who also played in the NHL. In addition, their father played international hockey at a pro level.
Do you know this?
No.
Are you guys both saying
hold
no?
On. Older brother. Who did we play with that had an older brother?
Dude, we didn't. Like, just tell us. Like, no
are you
one
both
gets
answering?
Bates Battaglia?
This guy's such an idiot here.
Thomas Caberle. Frankie Caberle.
Frankie. Get your damn act together.
You guys,
dad was I'm the up, best, too.
It's, what is it?
2-1 for me?
No, you didn't get that right.
No.
I got the first one right.
Oh, okay, it's his turn. Go ahead.
Is it 2-1, Carlo?
Yes.
I'm lost. Like this
2-1 for me.
Okay, you're on the clock, Carlo. Okay, this former Leaf represented Canada at the NHL World Juniors, winning a gold medal in 95.
Brian McCabe.
It's me.
No guy.
But the thing is...
He was also
it was
on that.
McCabe. Tucker was on the team, too, like Graps. He wrote, it was supposed to be O, but you can't take a point away. He's not wrong.
He like, didn't get the right guy, though. You got to take it away.
Come on, seriously? Ask you can me. Say one of three guys.
Yeah, McCabe and Tucker, were. I should have known that when I read it.
Go ahead. Give me the heater.
I think we disqualify that question. Don't you think?
Ask him another
one. We'll ask him another one, okay? This one's for Carlo here. This former Leaf officially became a Canadian citizen following the 06-07 season during a ceremony in Etobicoke.
Oh. Became a Canadian citizen?
You guys are
Thomas
so
Caberle?
Wrong.
So supportive of your teammates. Alex Ponikarovsky.
Pony.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're on the clock here.
Go ahead.
This former Leaf, who played with you during those two seasons
yes,
in Toronto.
I understand that.
Finished his NHL career as a member of the Buffalo Sabres.
Oof. Finished his career
with the
his
Buffalo
Sabres? His NHL career as a Buffalo Sabre.
I honestly can't think of one guy that I played with that played in Buffalo.
Such an idiot here.
Hello?
It's him. But I don't even think... Carlo is the answer. Carlo Koliakovo. The guy.
Everyone in this room
I don't ever
is now dumb.
Honestly, I'm never doing that again.
I think Carlo just has to win here. But do we have time for a couple more? We might as well
keep this
going. Are you ready, Carlo?
Yes.
Are you on the clock? Yeah, I guess so, right? No.
Give me a staging question.
No, here we go. Okay. This former Leaf won a gold medal for Team Canada at both the World Juniors and the Olympics.
Brian McCabe.
Wrong.
He did.
McCabe didn't win he was on the 06 Canada team, right?
They didn't win.
Oh, man.
Mike Pekka. Pekka was on in 02, right? Yeah, Pekka was there for like 38 games with you guys.
These are tough. Give me one more before I go.
Okay.
go ahead.
This former Leaf is the fourth fastest player in NHL history to score 300 points. Fourth fastest in NHL history to hit 300.
Matt Sundin?
You're a moron!
Fourth fastest to score 300.
To get to 300. Following Gretzky, Lemieux, and Peter Stastny. He was fourth.
McGillney?
You're a moron!
On our team, you idiot!
Eric Lindros.
Oh, what?
Big E.
We butchered. I'm embarrassed.
You should not have alumni jackets. You should be out of the Alumni Association.
I'm actually embarrassed.
Like the Big E.
I won, though. Send the 500. Yeah, you'll get it tomorrow.
Wow. Like, there's a couple.
You would have done better than us.
Would you have got those?
I think so.
Eric Lindros, the Big E.
Lindros is a tough one, but when you think of NHL history, like there's a couple of that. No one else
on the team was any good to have that. Like we should have known it was him.
I might have said Mats. Like Mats was first overall great.
That was what I guessed.
But like there were a couple that I decided not to use because I'm like it's too easy. And now that I think about it,
they weren't. Give me one more easy one. And see if I can get it.
This former Leaf spent his career wearing a mask with an eagle on it.
Oh, come on. Are you being serious?
That's legitimately a question.
His nickname is Eddie the Eagle.
All right, here.
Yes, God.
Let me try to boost your confidence.
That's pathetic. You had to go to that level to...
Former Maple Leafs son currently plays in the NHL.
Nick...
What? Former Maple Leafs son. Alex Steen.
This guy's such an idiot here.
Ty Domi. Max Domi's in the lead right now. Alex Steen is still playing.
That's the worst answer of all time.
Like honestly,
I thought of his dad, Thomas Steen, Alex Steen. I hear
everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Bottle this stupidity.
Would you like, got that one, Ty Domi?
Like,
no, you would. You didn't.
You didn't know it.
You had no idea.
No.
All right.
Nobody wins.
Hey, great segment, man.
Good stuff, guys.
Great segment.
Both of you should have your alumni status rescinded.
Butcher job. Yeah.